Holy shit, that's an amazing jump!
Welcome to Change the Game, an improvised actual play podcast using Son of Oak City of Mist system. There's a bright sky, there's a train roaring, we hear a church bell off in the distance, there's doors opening and closing of successful businesses. There's a ticking sound, a faint ticking of a clock off in the distance. It grows faster and faster, cuts to a very loud ticking as we get a close-up on a golden pocket watch. The watch closes. We see a title text appear on the back of the golden watch, 1865, Washington, D.C. We're in the home of the Lincoln residence. Abraham and Mary Todd, you're both there. You're getting ready for an eventful night. What does that getting ready look like?
I have three assistants putting on my corset.
I spent a lot of time polishing my hat. It's like my main thing. People recognize the hat.
I suppose the are you okay with the blue one now? If the blue corset doesn't work, we've got the red. We just don't want any more yelling. It's fine. Does this work? Yes.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Yes. There's a knock. Sir, Mr. President, it's the carriage is waiting. Are you satisfied and almost ready, sir?
Well, I'm ready, but, you know, waiting on my wife, per usual, right? Get it? It's 1865. We can talk like this.
Well, I don't know if I have free speech to say, sir. I am just here to help you out. I get it. I don't know if I can say I get it, sir.
Old Mary Todd, are you ready?
I sufficiently can no longer breathe. I'm ready.
Now, the MC for the session didn't do proper research on what they're actually watching. So it is a lovely play, maybe some Shakespeare, some kind of wrong version of Hamlet. We get out to the seating of the theater. You've got just the perfect seats here. The lights dim down. The show is starting. It's going on for a bit. We see the different rise and fall of the action on the stage, the shouting out, the fair ye's, as they talk about the recent events, how we are able to use the dark but necessary magic to overcome the ruffians of the South. Then we'll say maybe there's something that is distracting from the show. There is a glow that shouldn't be there on this stage. A red glow that seems to get brighter and brighter. And suddenly, when we look up, we see the ceiling almost glowing now. And it bursts open, explodes open as a figure skyrockets into the theater as the crowd screams in shock. Smoke falls from the ceiling as we see now an armored soldier standing in the crowd. Tess, you're now also here.
Am I the armored soldier?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is what we discussed.
I'm gonna kill him in that stupid hat. I grab a revolver, and that's loaded in my arm. And I start running across the stage.
All right, and remember, you do have your steampunk technology, and maybe you get a burst of your rocket jets that send you flying towards the Lincolns in their vulnerable positions. Lincolns, what do you do?
Mary Todd jumps to her feet, putting one hand on her husband's arm.
I jump up and I say, I was a wrestler back in the day. You could look it up. Get behind me. I'll grapple him.
Abraham Lincoln is his own damn Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Mary Todd's face turns to stone, figuratively, not literally.
I was very confused for a second, but very excited. We have the figure of an armored John Wilkes Booth rocketing towards the station. I don't know what those are called. We all know the picture. It's a station above the stage. We all know what the place looked like. It's up there. John Wilkes Booth is rocketing towards it. And we'll say for this, you managed to capture. And so how this is going to work is...
Boring rules discussion occurs.
I didn't emancipate the slaves just so you could unemancipate my life. That's what I say to John Wilkes Booth. I tell him he's a failed actor because I recognize him.
How do you take that, John Wilkes Booth?
I'm here. I'm not only here for you. I'm here for the Watchmakers, a.k.a. your wife's bullshit organization. We're nothing to Tyrannus. We will prevail.
And with that, there is the sound of explosions as more bursts happen across the stage of the theater. There's ropes that propel as more and more armored soldiers start to propel into the theater.
I've got something to say. I would like to be sitting in the same balcony as Lincoln. Nobody's really known my presence yet. Mr. Lincoln, fabulous job.
Abraham Lincoln, you recognize the voice of Ulysses S. Grant.
How are you, my good friend?
You would know that Ulysses S. Grant perished recently. He is dead.
Watching you handle that man, it makes me yearn for life once more.
Grant, you son of a bitch.
Looks like you've got some other problems on your hands. It's going to be interesting to see you weasel your way out of this one.
Some of the armored soldiers are clambering up the stage and just like he's hands grasping over, trying to like get to the Lincolns.
Well, Mr. Lincoln, make your move. Maybe I shall see you in the afterlife very soon.
Mary Todd sneakily fishes a revolver from under her petticoat.
We have Mrs. some Todd. Of the two of the armored soldiers leap up onto the balcony. Mary Todd, what do you do?
I backhand one to the left,
falls
knocking him from the balcony.
Falls down. There's a lot
pistol
of thunk.
Whipped.
Show Miss Mary Todd, my wife.
I you sneak a smile at Abe as I shoot the other man in the face.
A clean shot goes right between the eyes as they fall dead to the stage below.
I tell Mary Todd, we make eye contact. I'm fully erect for you.
I'm going to stop the conversation right there, Mr. Lincoln. I might not be alive, but I don't need to hear that. Wonderful job. Bravo.
John Wilkes Booth, they seem to be ignoring you. You have a chance to act!
Oh, I shoot Mary Todd right in the belly with my revolver.
Oh!
And then
shot.
I shoot Lincoln in his stupid hat.
Alright, the hat is shot and falls to the ground. Seems to be ruined for the time being.
Ooh, he's not going to like that.
No! My hat! And my wife!
As this is happening, there is the entire ceiling of the theater is ripped off as we have a steampunk armored golem with a Confederate flag painted across the front of it rip off the theater.
And... Mr. Lincoln, I like the way you work, but I'll show you how I would handle things. I would like to summon an ally of mine.
Brian, now's your chance to do your bullshit.
So, out on the stage at the front of the theater, a torrent of red rushes in from one side across to the other, with floating red chunks floating through it, and everyone smells the coppery smell of blood.
There he is now.
And out of the stage left, your right side, comes a boat with many people rowing it, and a distinguished man standing at the front with his tri-corner hat and cloak blowing in the breeze. It looks a lot like Washington crossing the Delaware on a river of blood, because that's exactly what's happening.
Mr. Washington, my good friend.
Washington.
I'm screaming that from the back.
Washington!
6 foot ten.
Foot 20 fucking killing for fun. So, Washington gets to the middle of the stage, and it's crude. It's crude by, like, shapes that you can't quite make out, like shadowy bestial forms. And he jumps out of the boat once it gets to the center stage into the front row and says, "Oh, Lincoln, I see you've finally gotten rid of that ridiculous hat."
We have been talking about it, Lincoln. It's hideous.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm surrounded by enemies on all sides.
And the golem blew the ceiling of the theater off.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, so it wasn't just enough to tear apart the country I built with my own two hands? Now you need me to pull you out of the fire after you and Grant banished me? Ha ha! I don't think so.
Washington, I mean, yeah, it's 1865. A lot's happened in the past 66 years since your death.
Okay, I don't understand anything you just said would convince me to save you.
Typical Washington, complaining as always. I don't see you with a row. Why don't you row your own boat?
There, as this has all been happening, we'll say maybe there's some more, like, Confederate soldiers keep trying to clamber over. There's, like, some Union soldiers that will come up to you, like, appear and try to shoot them as the chaos unfolds around. There's been some casual shooting of grunts and nameless characters, extras, as all this conversation happens. There seems to be more and more arriving, and by the minute...
A general doesn't row his own boat.
A general
has people to do that for him. A president has people. Mrs. Lincoln, did you put on your own corset this evening?
I'm still shot in the stomach, sir.
Oh, no.
Answer the question. Ooh, that's a lot of blood coming out of you. I'll just...
Abraham uses the tattered remains of his hat to stem the flow of blood from Mary Todd's belly.
I will... Washington will leap to the balcony from the front row.
Holy shit, that's an amazing jump.
It's easy for us that aren't really alive, Mr. Lincoln.
Let me examine that wound. That certainly is a lot of blood. Oh.
I would like to raise...
Oh, yes, a great deal of blood.
I'd like to raise some Civil War soldiers from the dead around us and help to fight off the oncoming swarm.
The floor of the theater cracks and breaks open as we have the cries of the dead climbing.
You
forth.
Want to talk to me about generals, Mr. Washington? I shall show you how to lead. My men, do your work.
They start pulling down the armored soldiers. The armored soldiers are pulling out laser blasters and firing shot after shot, and they take out limbs, they take out chunks of bodies, but the dead keep advancing and slowly but surely overwhelm the soldiers, dragging them to the hell that they deserve.
I grab Mary Todd's revolver. And then I grab Booth by his dirty little collar, steampunk collar thing. I pistol whip him and I say, "Who sent you, you bastard?"
"I'm here for Tyrannus."
And maybe with that, We have the robot that John Wilkes Booth has been controlling remotely start to tick, and you realize that this is not an armored suit, but a drone, as it seems like an explosive is about to go off.
Yes, that's right. I'm gonna blow this place to smithereens.
Leave me. I'm done for as it is.
I'm sorry, Mary, but I must save the president.
I understand.
So I will grab Abe and leap out through the hole in the ceiling.
You do so in a single bound.
Miss Link,
Mary Todd.
I was trying to keep up with the backstory we already knew.
Mary Todd gets to her feet in pain, ready to go in a blaze of glory.
It we'll say that the there's like a fizzle on the drone as the bomb seems to there's a malfunction. Watching from afar, John Wilkes Booth, you realize you're gonna have to get in there yourself.
Hell, I'm gonna have to jump in there.
Now playing two John Wilkes Booths.
Mary Todd realizes that she has a little time left, so she rips off one of her stockings and ties it around her wound in an attempt to continue to stop the blood flow.
Oh, Miss Lincoln, I can assure you the afterlife is not that bad.
If you're there, it is.
Oh, wow. Tearing at my heartstrings as always.
Abe, I need to get back in there. Try not to let the country fall apart while I take care of business.
You got it.
You still have the matter of the Confederate golem above you, giant mecha. You realize
that's what I'm going after with my axe.
Washington, I've got an idea. The axe is a good idea. What about, can you take the bomb up to the golem with your ethereal powers?
What?
No.
Okay. I thought the golem was the bomb. Wasn't the golem the bomb, Ryan?
No.
Wait,
drone.
Aren't I attached? Oh. I'm attached to it, right? Am I attached to the drone?
My understanding is there was a fake John Wilkes Booth.
Yes.
Oh, yes, a robot John Wilkes Booth is also a bomb.
You are now playing the real John Wilkes Booth, who has just watched the fake John Wilkes Booth bomb not blow up.
Yeah, you're across the
theater. The John Wilkes Booth bomb
drone. I'm not even in the balcony.
Not anymore.
That was an armored Iron Man-like soldier that when they popped open the helmet, there's actually no one in there. It was an empty suit of armor, but it was just a bomb.
Gotcha. Okay, but okay. So, do I still have a revolver?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go. I fell for my trap, you idiots. Now I start running because I'm a human, not an Iron Man.
Steve, you still have rocket boots and shit.
Oh, okay. I'm definitely gonna rocket over to the balcony then, in that case.
Okay. So we have now the real John Wilkes Booth here land in front of the wounded Mary Todd.
And Grant, who's sitting there, has not left his chair at all.
Yeah, you're like you're a ghost. Okay.
I don't think I know who you are.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm a ghost.
All right, I can't see you though.
I can see you.
Can you hear him?
No, I don't think so.
Unless Samuel, you have the choice to reveal yourself.
I'll wait.
All right. So now's the chance.
Mary Todd grabs one of the chairs next to Ulysses S. Grant.
You rip it out of the floorboards?
I break off a chair leg to create an impromptu weapon. It's all I have around me. I also have a pair of opera glasses, thank God.
I shoot Mary Todd in the head.
We have a slow motion as John Wilkes Booth raises the renowned revolver. It is long, engraved, black, gold trimmings, an elegant design as it fires in slow motion, and the round enters and kills Mary Todd.
Before the bullet hits her in the head, she realizes her impending death, closes her eyes in peace, wishing her husband the best.
I unveil myself. Wonderful shot, Mr. Booth.
Mr. Grant, what the hell are you doing here?
I've been here the whole time. I lunge forward, trying to knock us both off the balcony.
All right. You manage to grab John Wilkes Booth and take both of you over to the sea of the dead below, who are grasping and they pulling you into the cavernous abyss that they came from.
I always loved her. I always loved Miss Washington, Lincoln.
We go back up top, and maybe we have you turn just as you manage to slay and fell the golem with a combination of ethereal magic and.
Oh, but I had a line. I had a line.
Tell us your line.
Abe, that's a real cute idea about the bomb. I tell you what, when I need ideas on how to let a country fall apart, I'll come to you. But I don't need any help to chop down this cherry tree. And then I use my axe and ethereal powers to chop down the golem to size.
As we have an anime style, everything like flashing away, and then we have this George Washington appearing on the other side. There's an intact, untouched golem, and then there's a moment, and then one side starts to slide down. As it starts to fall perfectly into. And then you have the moment to Abe to turn around, and this is where you see from atop, you see that what conspired below. The shooting of Mary Todd with John Wilkes Booth's renowned revolver. And then they die.
No! Now she's really dead.
And with the, let's just keep back on the roof. With all this kind of calming down, seeing that the golem has fallen, that their leader has fallen, the Confederate armored soldiers are now dispersing. Abe in Washington, what do you do?
I'm very sorry for your loss, Abe. As much as I dislike you personally, Mary Todd did not deserve that. I'm very sorry.
I put a hand on Washington's shoulder and I say, well, despite, you know, a couple losses, it looks like I won again because I'm a winner.
Everything freezes. The image changes. We are no longer looking with the view of a live-action film. We now see inked pages of a graphic novel, every panel being part of the act depicted so far. As we back up further and further, we see we're at a crime scene, blood spattered across the page. The camera focuses up on one of the bloody panels in a yellow box, black text, to be continued.